Ciao Fabri, welcome back for
Ciao
our
guys.
Podcast. As every week, we are gonna answer some of the questions you send in with socials.com app. Download the app. Download the app, and in the app you can find the section. Here we talk and we are gonna answer some of your questions in our episode today. As always, we start with a very, very busy week for Manchester United that didn't start well the Premier League season this year.
Yes, many things to say for Man United. First thing I wanted to say, it's a big, a quick one. Thank you to all the guys following me on social media for the Cucurella story, because I received many kind messages, and so just wanted to say thank you guys. Was not an easy one, but maybe one day I will do a video and tell you the behind the scenes of that story, but wanted to say thank you because it was an incredible story, an incredible news. And now about Manchester United, guys. As you mentioned, not an easy weekend, terrible game at Old Trafford with Brighton. And so what's next for Man United? Many rumors today morning on Adrien Rabiot from David Ornstein, The Athletic, and David is always great, so we can confirm that there is an interest in Adrien Rabiot. He's one of the players in Manchester United list, and Juventus are open to sell Rabiot. So Juve consider Rabiot one of the players who could leave the club this summer. They are open to negotiate. They are working on an agreement between clubs. So on Rabiot's side for Juventus is not a problem. The real point is on the player side. Now Man United will need to have a conversation with the player, with his mother Veronique, who's always been tough in negotiations. We still remember what happened with Barcelona and Juventus and PSG in the past. So now it's time for Man United to discuss with Adrien Rabiot, but he's one of the names they have in the list and we have to consider for the midfield. And Marko Arnautovic, we had these stories coming from us, Sky Italy, on Sunday, and it's true that Manchester United submitted a proposal around 7-8 million pounds for Marko Arnautovic. Bologna said no, because for Bologna, Arnautovic is more than a player. He's a leader, he's the face of the team, so it's a difficult one, but let's see if Man United will decide to insist, because at the moment the situation is first bid rejected and still no new proposal.
It's also a key week, a busy week, important week for the future of Sesko. What's happening?
Really important week, because this week the final decision will be made. Let's see if it will be today or in the next days. But what happened? That Manchester United met with his agent, Elvis Bazanovic, many times, more than two times, in the last few weeks. Chelsea had a meeting last Sunday with his agent in Greece. So many clubs discussed with his agent. Also, Red Bull Leipzig, he's playing for Red Bull Salzburg. So Oliver Minzlaff, the CEO of the club, had a very positive negotiation and conversation with the agent of the player. Now, it's up to Sesko, yes, because Sesko will meet with his agent and decide on the future. But Red Bull Salzburg, during the weekend, told the player and the agent that they don't want to sell Sesko this summer. So a really huge bid will be needed to change their position, or Sesko could be available now, but for summer 2023. So the potential plan could be to sign Sesko this summer for next summer. Yes, let's see what happens, but it's up to Sesko now and not an easy one with Red Bull Salzburg.
There is a question and a topic that it's saying basically every week. Was not part of our podcast today, but
our friends of socials,
they remind us that we have to speak as every week about Frankie de Jong future.
Yes, and guys, on Frankie's side, I was checking also today morning, it's still the same situation with Barcelona. So Frankie wants to continue at Barcelona. Frankie is happy at Barcelona, and so his priority is to stay. Of course, now we are entering into the final weeks of the transfer market, and it means that a decision has to be made as soon as possible. Let me mention that the position of Chelsea and Manchester United is a bit different, because Manchester United already agreed a fee with Barcelona, 75 million euros plus 10 add-ons, but no green light on player side. Chelsea will make an official proposal for Frankie only if they have the green light on Frankie's side. So they are waiting for Frankie, but Chelsea are in the race. Chelsea are prepared to do something important for Frankie de Jong. They are prepared to make a proposal, but it's up to Frankie. If Frankie will give the green light, Chelsea will be in this story, as we are saying since 1 month.
We are mentioning Chelsea, so what about the Chelsea revolution that we are speaking basically every week, because there are a lot of updates? What's the latest on Fofana, for example, and also other names that you mentioned during the week, such as Aubameyang, and many others like Casadei, for example, who is a very interesting Italian talent.
So for Fofana, there will be a new bid from Chelsea, I'm told. I'm still checking about the amount, and let's see if there will be players involved or not, like Loftus-Cheek. He's one of the players that has been discussed between Leicester and Chelsea, but Leicester at the moment insists he's not for sale, but Chelsea will be back with a new proposal. The last one has been turned down. It was for more than 70 30 million. So now Chelsea will be back for Wesley Fofana, and the player is really keen on the move. So Fofana wants Chelsea, but this week is expected a new proposal from Chelsea for Wesley Fofana. So important week. Aubameyang, interest from Chelsea, yes. They asked about the conditions, but still no negotiation on player or Barcelona side. And I don't see Barcelona letting Aubameyang and Depay go. So only one of them will leave the club this summer. For Callum Hudson-Odoi, interest from Southampton. Southampton are pushing to sign him on loan, but also Leicester are interested. So let's see what happens with Hudson-Odoi, who was not part of the squad for Chelsea opening game. Chukwueze, deal completed, and the intention is to keep the player in the first team as of now. Tuchel is really happy with Carney, who is a top talent. And for Casadei, big interest from Chelsea. They had two proposals turned down. They want to go back with a new bid to Inter this week or next week, so discussions ongoing. But it's important to say that there are also other clubs in the race for Casadei. And Inter want big money, huge, huge talent.
We're talking about players potentially coming to Chelsea. There is also one of the biggest transfers of Chelsea of the last year, of the last year's past season, that is leaving the club, is Timo Werner, who is going to Red Bull Leipzig.
Timo Werner to Red Bull Leipzig is a done deal. It's a here we go since Sunday morning. There is a full agreement between Chelsea and Red Bull Leipzig. The two clubs will be in contact today and tomorrow to prepare documents, to sign the contracts, and then it will be time for the medical test. It will be a permanent deal, as I said on Sunday, so no loan, no loan with buy option. Permanent move. Werner leaves Chelsea. Let's see the final fee. It will be around 30 million euros, but Werner will leave Chelsea on a permanent move. He wanted this move to Leipzig. He's taking a salary cut. This is an important point because he really wanted to go back to Red Bull Leipzig. And so, good luck to Timo Werner, and for Chelsea, is a new year.
Tottenham are working also for some outgoings and incomings, no? With Villarreal.
Yes. So with Villarreal, there are two deals ongoing, two negotiations ongoing, two separated deals. Let me clarify. The priority for Villarreal is Joe Lo Celso. As always, they want him. They're really confident. And I feel that at the end, Villarreal will sign Joe Lo Celso. So we had a lot of rumors on Italian clubs, but Villarreal are really, really pushing with Unai Emery. And during these conversations for Lo Celso with Fabio Paratici, Tottenham director, they also discussed of Ndombele. What could be the solution? Two loans with buy option that could become an obligation, so could become mandatory clause, in case some targets will be reached and achieved. So let's see what happens, if they will complete both negotiations or only one. The priority is Lo Celso, but they're also speaking of Ndombele, and it will be really important for Tottenham because they are focused on outgoings now. So Lo Celso, Ndombele, Reguilón, Winks, they're trying to find solutions. Let me mention that this week Tottenham are working to complete also the deal for Destiny Udogie from Udinese. Top talent, born in 2002, very good season last one in Serie A, and so he could be a Tottenham player for the future because he would stay at Udinese on loan for 1 year.
Another question from our socials friends in the app. Barcelona right back. Are they going for a right back or not?
At the moment, they are focusing on the left back, let me say, because for Azpilicueta, they wanted him. They had an agreement with Azpilicueta, but no agreement with Chelsea, and so he extended his contract with Chelsea. Now the focus is on the left back. We know that they need to clarify how many signings they can register in the timing of the registration of the players.
So, it's always a topic.
Yes, this is why it's going a bit slow, but there is an agreement between Barcelona and Chelsea for Marcos Alonso, between Barcelona and Marcos Alonso since end of April. I'm really proud of that news because it was 30 of April saying Marcos Alonso Barcelona, and now we are at the end of the negotiation, but it will take some time because of the financial fair play, of the La Liga rules, and so this is why it takes some time, but guys, Alonso and Barcelona have a full agreement, and so it's a matter of time. For Barca, I also wanted to mention Gavi because many rumors on a potential contract extension this week. My feeling, speaking to sources, is could take some time. Maybe could be at the end of the window, if not right after the window. So let's see what happens with Gavi.
But there is an agreement. Very long topic.
Yes, but let me clarify. There is an agreement between Barcelona and Gavi. The contract is ready. There will be a release clause for 1 billion. So everything is ready. It's about when he's going to sign.
Paris Saint-Germain started off really well the season, in the first game of Ligue 1. Another signing for Luis Campos.
Yes, and will be, from what I'm told, Fabian Ruiz, because Paris Saint-Germain are closing on this deal. The agreement between Paris Saint-Germain and Napoli is really close. Now they're negotiating on the final details of the fee, but it's a smart move also for Napoli. Fabian Ruiz has no intention to extend the contract. Real Madrid were targeting him for next summer on a free, as we say here. So Real Madrid were already working with the agents to sign Fabian next summer, with Carlo Ancelotti a big fan, but Luis Campos jumped into it, big fan of Fabian Ruiz, he considers him a top quality player. And now the agreement between Napoli and PSG will be around 20-25 million, I'm told, as a fee. So we will see the final fee, but 20-25 million euros and full agreement with Fabian on personal terms. So work in progress to complete this signing this week. And for Paris Saint-Germain and Napoli, let's see what happens with Keylor Navas. Because from what I'm told, it could be a separated negotiation, not included in Fabian. So Keylor Navas is a target for Napoli also because with Kepa, still no agreement with Chelsea. So Kepa or Keylor?
Socios, another question from the app, from our fans, from our listeners. Bernardo Silva, what's happening?
Yes, for Bernardo, the situation is I would say, not so easy because it depends on Frankie de Jong. So if Frankie de Jong leaves Barcelona, Barca will be on Bernardo Silva. They are working on Bernardo Silva. They already had contacts on player side with his agent. They already preparing a proposal in case Frankie will leave. So Barca want Bernardo Silva, he's the next top target, but selling Frankie, it could be really important for this Bernardo deal. Let me say that Pep Guardiola will fight until the end to keep the player. He did the same last summer because Bernardo wanted to leave last summer and Pep changed his mind and he had a fantastic season.
Yes.
And so Pep will try to do the same with Bernardo, but Barca are pushing and I'm told that Bernardo would be really keen on the move with Barcelona.
Gonzalo Guedes leaving Valencia, was he close to Arsenal?
No, because we had many rumors on Arsenal and Gonzalo Guedes, and many questions on this one, but no, guys, he was not a target for Arsenal. Edu was not working on Gonzalo Guedes. He will join Wolverhampton. He's in England today to undergo medical tests, sign the contract, and so 32 million euros guaranteed fee, plus add-ons to Valencia, and Gonzalo Guedes will become new Wolves player.
Quick fires. Let's start with Socios. Will AC Milan go for another signing? Question.
Yes, maybe two. New midfielder, new centre back, but AC Milan will be pretty busy, I think, till the end of the market. They're always super smart in negotiations.
Issa Diop.
New centre back of Fulham. There is an agreement with West Ham, £15 million, and so Issa Diop will be new signing for Marco Silva.
Alexis Sanchez.
He will go to Olympique Marseille. It was a here we go yesterday night, an important one for Marseille because today Sanchez will terminate his contract with Inter. It was already agreed days ago. So today he will sign the termination of the contract and then he will be in Marseille later in the week to sign for 2 years with Olympique.
Damsgaard.
Mikkel Damsgaard is in England today to undergo medical tests with Brentford. It's an important medical because he was injured last season, so it's an important step. But there is full agreement with the player, 5-year contract, and full agreement with Sampdoria, €15 million fee. So Damsgaard to Brentford is set to be completed.
Connor Cody.
New centre-back for Everton because there is an agreement, loan with an option for Connor Cody, who will be the new centre-back of Everton. Onana, just a matter of time to announce the new signing from Lille. It's agreed €36 million plus 4 in add-ons and 20% sell-on clause. And for Ghana Gay, Everton are still optimistic working on it.
Filip Kostic
will join Juventus this week. The agreement is really close between Juventus and Eintracht. There is a gap around €4 million, but the two clubs are discussing, negotiating. Filip Kostic wants Juventus over West Ham because West Ham were really interested, but Kostic has said yes to Juventus.
Angelinho.
While we speak, Angelinho has just completed the medical test with Hoffenheim and then he will sign the contract. Loan with buy option, €20 million potential buy option from Leipzig. Let me say, what a bargain for Hoffenheim, top player.
Yes, absolutely. Kaiki.
Kaiki, Brazilian winger from Manchester City, he will go on loan to Passos de Ferreira. So it's an important opportunity for him to show his skills in Portugal and it will be strike loan till the end of the season.
What's happening with Cavani?
Edinson Cavani was really close to join Boca. They sent him the contract. They were really excited internally at Boca with Juan Román Riquelme, all the people at Boca Juniors waiting for him to join La Bombonera. And then what happened? Cavani received the contracts and it's not just about money, but together with his family, he took some time and he said, I want to give priority to Europe. I want to stay in Europe. So let me think about it, but my priority is Spain. As we always said, he dreams of this chapter of Spain. And so let's see what happens with Villarreal, with Valencia. Villarreal also really, really interested in Sadiq from Almeria.
Anthony Modest.
He will be the new striker for Borussia Dortmund because we wish all the best to Sebastien Haller. We wait for him back as soon as possible. Stay strong, Sebastien, but they needed a new striker now at Borussia Dortmund and will not be Edin Dzeko, will not be Joe Simeone, will not be Edinson Cavani.
An experienced Bundesliga player.
Yes.
Thank you, Fabri. Talk to you next week. Ciao.